Honey, are you in there? Hey, baby. Mommy's doing a laundry run. Have you got. Gosh, look at this room. Sweetie, really need to talk about this mess. You can't expect your mother to always tidy up after you. All these clothes thrown around the place? It's only been 3 days. Why are there five shirts in a pile here? What is this? Is this my underwear? All right, that's it. Baby, pause the video game, please. Mommy needs to have words with you. Sweetie, whatever I told you about pleasuring yourself with my panties? Don't use the expensive pairs. We've talked about this. Come on, game off. Chop chop. It's serious discussion time. Move your legs, sweetie. Make some space for mommy. I want to talk about your behavior as of late. I know we agreed on some changes around the house since you've become a man. But that doesn't mean you can do whatever you want. Understand? We still have certain rules in place with you. Rules that you still need to follow. Like cleaning up after yourself. For one. Clothes in your room. Dirty dishes in the sink. I'm your mother, not your maid. Just sometimes feels like he doesn't respect me anymore. Like the way he speaks to me. Calling me a filthy cum rag. Or a personal cock sleeve. Or telling me. That's the only thing I'm good for is choking with a fat dick. Now it's all a bit of fun and games, but. Sometimes. I can come across a bit rude. Feels good. If you could play a little. Ich habe das Instead of demanding to pump another load in my slutty mouth, you could ask nicely, politely. Just be really nice, okay, sweetie? It's the same. And you compliment my dress on the house. Make sure you know it's talking. Also, you can see that it looks good for the boy. To hear you say, don't look too hard. Just because my tits are on display. That's my feeling, sauce. Especially because you picked the alternative to begin with. minutes ago. It's slightly longer, right? Because I'm not that happy. I wish I could go. I could be in the house now. This is so human fucking stank. Sometimes I feel like I'm taking advantage of a position. And what's my feeling is, I feel like the boy talking to me like, when I'm the woman who raised you. I don't know. I don't actually fear my working mother. Because this behavior has been happening for that. Just not okay. I'm a cute little boy. And now, it seems only time you can talk to me is when you want to do anything. You want food, and you have a cook for you, and bread, and that will drive you. You put a rack in the restroom. Nice, needy holes. Let it rain your balls. But the second, I'm to clean up. I'm going to do a clean up after this house. That is. Not just the clothes that are messy. My comfort is getting out of control. It's everywhere. I don't know what them and I think so. My sister complained about waking up with mouthfuls of sweaty balls in her face. Just because in choice and color stupid because you slant. Doesn't mean she enjoys your clouting your pungent gentle sprinkle on her face. She's asked you multiple times to stop coming in her hair. Baby, I know that only makes her mad. No. I'm only to clean all the judges and the face of my tongue, if not the answer. There's a lot of talk about this. So please, stop coming on her face. I can please, what about the delicious bathroom? Is it okay for you? And you can put it on there? Thank you. Thank you. Although, speaking of complaints, my father hasn't been happy when I overheard that ever. No, he works very hard. For breakfast. And the last thing he wants to see in the town This is so bold, deep, and so fun. Watching Mrs. Brown, your fat cock, and the rest, it's not a hotness. Finding out the thick, sticky, cream pie, as you would say. I don't think the privilege has made him sleep male colors. That's nice. I need to keep this on this. I'm keeping a little nose. I'm constantly banging a vegetable against my blood. All right, all the room flakes and shut up, you fucking senseless. You can still hear through the walls, you know? Especially when you make me say all those filthy things. That's your father's other complaint. Doesn't enjoy hearing how you feel. Doesn't enjoy hearing how I think your cock is better than his. And your penis is thick hell, fat hell, and clothes me, and raise, and he called me out. Even imagine. Oh, I'm a little lucky to endure. Love, any better into my sort of room. Maybe you should consider talking about other things next time you're in the country. Instead of me screaming about how fucking someone is harder than our father, your father. And but hey, already know you're the man of the house now. I still need to constantly remind him of that. And having both your sister and me, I mean how all the time isn't for coming. You're better, darling. Forcing him to watch as your sister and I both clean your cock together. Making out between your heavy nuts, Eric. I'm telling us both to use our bloody bodies to worship you. I just don't think a constant teasing is necessary. It seemed a little. A little respect towards the man in the hollow mask. Is it really so much to ask, guys? Is it really so much to ask? Ask, baby. Oh, I still love the man, and he is just a respect husband, what I do. All of us, I'm sorry, I just don't know this part. I can still taste the salt, bitter flavor on my tongue, mixing with my saliva and the juices from your paws. Such a wonderful flavor. I must have been pent up. It's probably why you're acting out so much. Well, Mommy's just glad you understand where she's coming from. I'm sorry if I come across a little harsh. Here, let me clean you up. Mommy's throat is a toilet for your stomach, after all. There. All clean. Now, I hope you remember to respect the rules of the house. No more making extra messes or using my good underwear as a cum rag. Oh, sweetie. We're all so proud of a man you've grown into. Thank you for listening to your mama. Now, I've got to do a load of laundry. Oh, and baby, stop calling me such mean, filthy things all the time. I am your mother after all.